I haven't had a chance to welcome back our old friend Lloyd Jackson, back now as a WJR senior news analyst. We've missed you, Lloyd.
We missed you, too. How are you doing, Paul W., this morning? It's a chilly morning, but it's a great morning.
It's a great morning. Lots of sunshine. Add sunshine, and it makes everything better, and that's certainly what we're doing. And working, too, very hard on being the radio station people come to for information, not just headlines, where we send you folks, our senior news analysts, for deep dives into stories that affect all of us. And right now, Canada has eased some travel restrictions for fully vaccinated Canadian citizens and permanent residents crossing the U.S. border, but not enough is being done. There are people who need to go to Canada and are not able to yet. Give us the very latest, if you would, Lloyd.
Well, you know, as you know, they extended their agreement to keep the border closed until July 21st. And the Canadian Prime Minister there says this is going to help, you know, the people, protect people, rather, from both sides of the border as they continue to fight COVID. And, you know, the our vaccination rate in the United States is, what, about 50%. And here in Michigan, it's about 60%. Their vaccination rate is much lower. So I'm sure you have some Canadians that are a little apprehensive about, you know, letting people in right now and you know, because of the low vaccination rate there. And they're allowing Americans who are returning to the U.S. and Canadians who are returning to Canada, they're exempted from this border closure, and immediate family members of Canadians can also get back into Canada, but they have to quarantine for 14 days. So it's, you know, it's still not where they wanted it to be. And, you know, for Detroiters and people in Michigan, you know, we miss going to London and Toronto and Casino Windsor, as a matter of fact. They have some, you know, not only the gambling, but the great shows that they have over there. And so it's really something.
Well, as you said, beginning July 5th, travelers won't have to quarantine for 2 weeks or get tested 8 days after arriving back in Canada. Fully vaccinated air travelers will no longer need to stay at government-authorized hotels, government saying in a press release. And the way Trudeau explains it, and this past Friday, he said the decision to keep the frontier sealed for another month to foreign travelers, including Americans, was largely due to the government's concerns that fully vaccinated individuals may still be able to transmit COVID-19. So that's a fascinating view that he has taken, or stand, a stand, I get. But people are not being very patient about this.
No, they're not. And for him to, you know, to say that, you know, that fully vaccinated people can still pass it when you have, you know, other places that have opened up as wide as, you know, dropping restrictions as we have today here in Michigan. The restrictions have basically been dropped. You can basically go without your mask. You can go into a restaurant, you know, full capacity, you know, the stadium's full capacity. And they're still being a little tentative over there in Canada, our friends over there in Canada.
Well, the news keeps coming out and making people who have been nervous or concerned continue to be nervous or concerned after weeks of warnings about the growing dangers of coronavirus variants. This Delta variant may be responsible for a six-fold increase in hospitalization. That happened in one Missouri city alone. I'm sure that our friends at Delta Airlines wish they could have picked a different name for the variant.
I'm sure they have. And, you know, the Delta variant, from what doctors, many doctors have said, it's more contagious, a little more deadly, more so than the current strand that's out there right now. And also it is affecting younger people more so. So it's younger people who are not vaccinated that are being seen more in hospitals because of the Delta. It appears that those that are vaccinated are pretty much covered from the Delta variant, but it's the young people who have not been vaccinated as of yet that are being more hospitalized at this time.
Well, of course, as we know, those that have been vaccinated, vaccine advisors to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are set to meet tomorrow to talk about those kids who have been vaccinated and discuss that handful of reports linking a treatable heart inflammation to the coronavirus vaccine in youth and young adults. So we're getting it from all sides here, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. And so, you know, they're going to be studying that. Then we know that one of the vaccine makers is supposed to be asking for authorization, emergency authorization come this fall for children that are younger than 12. And so we may be able to have vaccines for, you know, kids as they go into school next year, because I'm pretty sure it'll be face to face when we get back in September.
So, Lloyd, to wrap this up and the deep dive you've taken into this situation about some of the restrictions eased for Canadians, is Trudeau saying it's on a month-by-month basis? We have to wait another month at this point before he makes another proclamation as to whether Americans can freely go back and forth?
It appears that's what it is, because, you know, the first restrictions were announced back in March and were extended once again in April, and then extended in May, and now it's being extended again. So it's kind of like a month to month, and we'll see what happens before we know if they're going to open up fully.
All right. I know you'll keep an eye on that for us. We'll all be paying attention. Anything else we need to know, Lloyd?
At this point, everything seems okay and seems to be bright and sunny, but chilly in the city.
It is that. All right. Thanks, Lloyd, very much. Lloyd Jackson, WJR, senior news analyst.